This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast designed and produced specifically for Florida small business owners and entrepreneurs. Small Biz Florida, talk that works for Florida. This podcast is supported by the Florida SBDC Network, providing the tools, strategies, and expertise to help Florida's business community thrive. Visit the Florida SBDC online at www.floridasbdc.org or contact your local office and get started on your path to success today.
This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast and broadcast. It's all things business across the Treasure Coast and the state of Florida. Those who listen to us regularly know that our show, Small Biz Florida, is dedicated to providing information regarding all the business assistance and resource programs across Florida, and specifically the Treasure Coast region. This episode's no different. We're going to talk small business banking today, and I can tell you we have the perfect individual to lead this discussion, our very good friend and strong Florida SBDC supporter, Mr. Douglas Sherman, who serves as the Treasure Coast Market President for Bank of America. Doug, thank you so much for taking time out to be on the episode of Small Biz Florida.
Well, Tom, it's a pleasure to join. It's always a pleasure to do something with Indian River State College and all the good things you're doing for small business there.
Well, we appreciate that. And a lot of what we're able to do is because of the support of folks just like you and Bank of America. So we appreciate what you've done for us through the years. So as always, I just like to kind of start with our guest, giving us just a little background on you and kind of your pathway to Bank of America.
Well, sure. Why don't I start at the finish, and then I'll go backwards to the start. So my current role is I have the pleasure of representing all of our brands, Merrill brand, our private bank, our home loans, our retail financial centers, preferred, certainly business banking and small business banking. And I do that role as a market president in the Treasure Coast. So that spans from Vero Beach down here through Hope Sound, which is where I reside. I also have the privilege of managing our business banking commercial team. And that expands beyond just the Treasure Coast down into the down as far as the Boca Raton area as well. So I have a team that covers commercial banking and our business banking footprint as well. But I've been around a while. So this is my 39th year. I joined out of college in a training program with a little community bank in Sarasota, Florida. And what's fun and I like to talk about it is that community bank literally had a bookkeeping, a ledger, everything was in that community bank, meaning we literally proofed and went to the roof and a helicopter picked up the checks. And in that training program, I was a teller, I was an installment lender, I was a credit analyst, I was a bookkeeper. But as time went on and evolved, I quickly moved into the commercial banking arena. And as in that role, I really managed my own portfolio of large commercial clients, as well as I even took a sidestep into our risk management group. So a lot of that has to do with commercial credit. And then I was fortunate to get the opportunity to lead a business banking team. And that has evolved to a business banking team here in the East Coast of Florida, as well as have a small team in Southwest Florida. And also was a market president in Sarasota and Manatee counties for probably 6-7 years. And now I have that role here in the Treasure Coast, which is an absolutely beautiful community. And I just love being over here. So that's been my span, and I've enjoyed every minute of it. And more particularly, I've enjoyed it under our current leadership, Brian Moynihan, for the last 9-10 years. It's just been quite the lifeblood of how we deliver our business into our associates and our communities as well. So really have enjoyed that.
Nice. Incredible background in banking. And we appreciate all that work. Along the way, I know you have helped probably thousands of businesses get access to the capital they needed to grow and expand. And so we appreciate the work. You know, everyone knows Bank of America, of course. You can't drive but a few blocks and you'll see a Bank of America, but kind of update us quickly on a little bit of the history of Bank of America and kind of the footprint within Florida now. What's going on with the bank?
Yeah, well, I've lived the footprint in that with 39 years, I've watched many mergers and how the banking industry has consolidated, we date back 130 years. So, you know, if you recall back in the day in the 70s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, Barnett Bank was a landmark retail delivery, as was NCMB. And then there was a merger with CNS with that bank and golly, a few others as well. But, you know, we currently are a very large enterprise, you know, serving, we have over 500 financial centers in the state of Florida, 19,000 employees. Like 1600, almost 1700 ATMs. So we deliver financial solutions throughout this entire state. And we do that in all lines of business and certainly in our retail space, as well as our commercial banking and home loans and you name it. But the history is really interesting because our retail centers have really evolved and they've evolved into more of a center of preferred services. Because if you think about it, you don't need to go to a financial center, a branch, as they called it, to cash a check anymore or deposit a check. You can do that on your phone. So we've really spent many, many years deploying that to our associates to provide financial solutions, whether it's a investment solution, whether it's a home loan, whether it's auto loan. So that's been a lot of fun to watch as well. But no, it's been a fun ride and I've really enjoyed it. And here at the Treasure Coast, we have 14 financial centers as well as 40 ATMs. And certainly we serve our wealth partners with Merrill and our private bank offices. We have two of those. And we have 275 associates here in the Treasure Coast. Wow. So we're quite a footprint okay. in that regard.
Nice. What services do you think small business owners want from their bank? What are you seeing out there?
Yeah. I thought about that question earlier because I saw what you were thinking about asking. And you know, I tell you, the more I think about it, a lot of the services are simple. They're the same services, deposits, check, you know, checking account, a business loan. The real question is, how do you access it? How do you access it? In this pandemic, that's been critical. So do you have a digital solution? Do you have a mobile banking app? Are you able to protect the funds that are flowing back and forth with some form of fraud protection? And that's really where we've shifted our business to help our clients and our, because you think about it right now in this current pandemic, fraud is a problem, as you can imagine. So the services are fairly simplistic, but evolve based on technology. You know, you have to have a checking account. You hopefully have payments and receipts or some form of treasury platform. You need a loan to own your business building. You certainly want a line of credit. You certainly would like equipment finance. But we have other more in-depth tools we could talk about maybe later. But yeah, the services are really about providing access to your funds and providing advice around that.
Nice. Okay. And I know that I visited punched on a lot of the buttons. You guys really have an incredibly robust small business website. It is bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness/education. And I got to tell you, if you're in small business, this is a great resource. Whether you bank with Bank of America or not, this is really a great resource. But, you know, talk a little bit about, you know, Bank of America's kind of commitment to the small business community.
Well, I think it starts with our commitment to technology and that technology, circle of technology around our clients and potential clients. So if you think about it, you have to have technology and you also have to have a footprint. So in that webpage, you know, there's so many advisory tools where how to develop a business plan. What business account should you use and why is it the right tool business account for you? What are things you need to know about an SBA loan in the process to do that? So what we've tried to do is use technology in a digital approach to allow for efficiencies so our small business clients can go to that portal and access some advice around it. It's a fabulous portal and you know it's one of those where I talk to my team and you know, it's like anything else. You have to expose it. You have to share that information in all lines of business. We can create the best technology, but if our clients don't know about it, then how useful is it? So that's the key is providing access to it and really making sure they have visibility that it is there and available.
Yeah. What I like about it is it really addresses The whole life cycle of a business. You've got some information on there about starting a business. There's information on there about managing a business, and there's information on there about growing and expanding the business. So
yeah,
really, like you say, a very useful tool. A small business owner's relationship with his or her banker is really one of the most important business relationships. You know, why is that relationship so crucial to that business owner?
The business owner looks to that relationship to, one, safekeep their dollars. So where are their deposits going? They look to that relationship to have access to potential credit sources, advice on those credit sources. How often do I have, over my experience, someone asking me for a line of credit when they're buying a piece of equipment? And I say, well, but you really want to have a term loan. So, you know, you've been able to understand and listen what they are, what their objectives are, and how can you can fulfill them? And then, you know, having value around, you know, you're protecting your money with fraud protection. Are you taking advantage of efficiencies, you know, provided for you with digital banking? You know, are you using remote deposit to deposit your checks versus have someone go to a financial center, stand in line? You know, simple things, but taking advantage of the technology. And that relationship requires consultation, requires someone to give them advice. So it's very important.
Yeah, absolutely. So of course we can't have a conversation today without talking about the effect of COVID-19 and the pandemic. So, you know, kind of talk to us a little bit about what has Bank of America's approach been to small business banking during this pandemic event?
Yeah, it's a lot of things. I mean, you know, I could probably talk for another hour talking on this one, but you know, I'm going to start with our CEO and his comments to market presidents. You know, this is a human health crisis, and along with that comes an economic crisis. And we're going to focus on three things: our associates, our clients, and our communities. And that's what we think about every day. And when I think about our associates, it is, should they go into work or not? Should they work remotely or not? You know, all of our financial centers are open. Now, yeah, we've had, you know, maybe certain percentage of them are closed. That's because we're protecting our associates and our customers and clients because there was perhaps an outbreak in that center. In the small business world, you know, what can we do to help our clients? Well, there's this little thing called PPP. And I can assure you, as many of my peers in banking dealt with, that was a lot of work, but it was very useful and helpful for these, for our clients. And the fact that we literally, in this just Treasure Coast, we did 1,000 small business PPP loans. That totaled $48 million in the Treasure Coast now, not, you know, South Florida. And what's really interesting, and I really want to emphasize this, is 80% of those loans went to small businesses with less than 10 employees.
Wow.
And it doesn't end there. We're right now in the midst of doing all the forgiveness, which quite frankly is a very important part of this for a small business, as you can imagine.
Right.
So, you know, we definitely focused on implementing that. We definitely, at the same time, particularly early on when there was a lot of uncertainty in the economic climate, is we instituted significant deferral processes. So at a national level alone, we deferred 1.8 million payment deferrals.
Wow.
1.8 million. And this is going into card, auto, mortgage, equity lines, small business loans. So in both commercial banking and small business, that was something that we dealt with and tried to assist our business partners and clients in that regard. So it's been an interesting time. I mean, many of us work remotely in the commercial bank, perhaps. But at the same time, we've learned a lot. We've learned a lot. Working remotely can be quite efficient. And it really made our clients recognize the value of having a digital capabilities. That is so important right now. Why would you want to go and send someone to anywhere for that matter, if they're uncertain about the potential health issues, when you can do it remotely? And so we've seen significant increases in our digital adaptation, not only in commercial banking, but in our small business banking, in our retail space. And we spend a fair amount of time trying to educate our clients and customers on the mobile applications they can utilize to, one, save time, money, and quite frankly, for health reasons as well.
Right. I mean, it's again, sounds like to me, you guys really stepped up as a lending institution, you know, between deferments and remaining open and still continuing to provide services, getting innovative with digital, engagements. I mean, you guys kind of, looked at the situation and responded.
Yeah, it quickly we responded, and we're still responding. We're reaching out to clients literally daily, weekly, monthly, and suggesting, have you thought about using this tool? So, for example, don't send the financial centers the financial statements to us. Do it online. Why would you? We're trying to enable them to be able to take advantage of technology to make them more efficient and quite frankly, more streamlined.
You recently wrote an article for Treasure Coast Business Magazine, one of my favorite publications, entitled Being Resilient Will Help Companies Survive During Economic Challenges. And I don't know whether you wrote that article in response to COVID specifically, but it really was just, it was a great article in general for business owners to kind of review in any times of crises, weather event, hurricane here in Florida, or an event, unfortunately, like the pandemic. But you kind of highlighted four issues that a business should address. Talk about those four issues quickly that you wrote about in this article.
Yeah, and I think if you recall, this perhaps stems from my tenure in risk management. Maybe I had a five-year stint in when I was working in the Tampa Bay region. And really what it comes down to is cash flow. Simple as that. And all of those aspects are tied to cash flow or lack of capital. So one of the things we're trying to help our clients with is being responsible in their growth and managing it in such a way that they do have a safety net. I'll say this, for example, many businesses perhaps sometimes grow out of business because they're growing so rapidly, it's not a sustainable pace. And they can't keep up with the actual credit and the capital to support that level of activity. So the whole idea of that article is prepare yourself for worst case situation. Make sure you have adequate reserves or something that you can fall back on. Because when the times are not good, if you don't have the ability to repay, it's hard for credit, obviously. So it's really about focusing on having a cash budget, recognizing that net income doesn't necessarily mean cash flow. Simple as that. It's all about cash flow. And oftentimes when a client is not doing as well as they'd like, the first thing we ask them is, let's sit down and do a cash budget. Because at the end of the day, that's how you pay your employees with the payroll. So, That's really the essence of that. I mean, your access to credit situations, think about it. If you have cash flow, you'll have access to credit situations, okay? If you think about, you watch expenses, perfect example, that's tied right into cash flow. If you spend more than you make, obviously that's not gonna be a good solution.
Right. No, it was a great article, great article. And certainly, good things, textbook business techniques to be thinking about during kind of times of disaster. As we look to 2021, talk a little bit about what you see in small business lending. Is credit, you think, gonna loosen up a little bit? Are small businesses gonna be able to get access, or are things gonna remain a little tough for a while?
Yeah. On a big picture scale, it's already loosening, in my opinion. If you think about our third quarter, our third quarter and the economy was, GDP is better than we ever expected, quite frankly. The pandemic is real, but I do feel that what's currently going on with the vaccines and what's going to happen over the next two, three quarters, I feel that we'll continue to see business growth. There obviously are going to be industries that are, you know, specific industries that are going to be impacted more than others. I could tell you many companies are doing quite well. And quite frankly, some are doing better than they ever did. The unintended consequences of a pandemic, if you think about it. So I do see that the businesses will be, credit will loosen up and continue to be available. But again, it goes back to that article. You've got to manage your expenses. You've got to look to your cash flow budget because cash flow pays debt service, right? Yeah. And it's simple as that.
So kind of a little bit of a local regional question. You know, your bank, of course, Bank of America is involved all over the country and certainly very involved in the state of Florida. But here regionally, you know, through your leadership and your team's leadership, your bank's involvement and support of the Treasure Coast small business marketplace and community certainly has been very strong. Discuss just quickly that that involvement and that impact of that involvement along the Treasure Coast. Why is that important to you and your team to be so involved?
Well, it kind of starts with what I said earlier. And what do we focus on? Our associates, our clients, customers, and our communities. And a strong community that's a robust, growing community that is also diverse, that it's also providing opportunities for every economic sector is important. Because it's the right thing to do. But I mean, I approach this two ways. One, thought leadership. So I'm on many boards. I have a leadership team and I ask who's on what board. Why are you on that board? What is that not-for-profit doing and why? And those boards could be an economic development committee or business development, or it could be on a board tied to, you know, human services, or it could be education related, whether the Boys and Girls Club. I'm incredibly proud of my team. You know, in just the last five years, we've got 11,000 hours of volunteering and things. Wow. In these not-for-profits. And the contributions from our associates are significant. So in the Treasure Coast alone, you know, one of the things we've really focused on is on economic mobility, because if you think about it, certain segments of our society, minority segments, have been impacted more so during this pandemic. They have. And the best way to help them is jobs, economic mobility. And that's what, you know, one of the things I was excited about providing help for your group is a grant just to help for that. But yeah, we've done a fair amount of grant giving here in the Treasure Coast. Just this year alone, it's been more than historical, over $200,000 in local not-for-profits. And that's really for workforce development, housing, food, and basic needs. And then we also distributed 134,000 face masks during this pandemic, 2,000 hand sanitizers. So, and what we did is we contacted our local not-for-profit and said, do you need face masks? So if someone comes in to pick up food, probably it'd be good if they had a face mask because they don't have access to them. So that's some of the things we're doing. But it starts with having the associates engaged, and then really following up with that engagement with some financial support and thought leadership.
Yeah. No, and again, we certainly at the Florida SBDC here at Indian River State College appreciate the support. You've been very engaged in our program and in support of our government contracting PTAC individuals and been a big help to us to get our clients connected to government contracting, which helps them increase revenue and grow their business. So it's been very impactful with us and our community. And again, I can't help but mention, of course, Tammy Matthew and Kevin Staten, who are with your team and been, you know, huge supporters and help of our organization too. So kind of in closing, how does a small business owner, what does he need to do to take those first steps to become engaged with Bank of America and take advantage of the small business programs and products at Bank of America?
Well, I mean, there's several avenues. You mentioned one, Kevin Staten. He's the senior client manager here in the Treasure Coast in our commercial business banking team. You can walk into any financial center and they're open and access and really go walk in there and say, I want to talk to a small business banking specialist. We have four small business bankers throughout the Treasure Coast, either in a financial center or in the field. And obviously, you can go on our webpage, and I've gotten portals from webpage. I get the same time, and they say so-and-so wants to discuss commercial banking, and then I make sure someone contacts them. So there's many avenues, but you want to walk into a financial center and ask, and certainly go online, and you can ask that way as well.
All right. Closing thoughts, Doug, advice for those small business owners and operators, you know, persevering and their way through this pandemic.
Take care of your associates. Take care of yourselves. That's the first thing I'm going to suggest. And manage your expenses in this time frame. Manage them because there's potential volatility continuing. So now's the time to think about what you're spending and why. Have a budget. Have a budget. You should always have a budget. You should say, here's what our sales are. Let's assume they're going to be 80% of that, just in case. And really just be responsible in what you're doing in your business. So, yeah.
Yeah. Great advice. Excellent. It is our very good friend, Douglas Sherman, who serves as the Treasure Coast Market President for Bank of America, but has an incredible history and legacy with Bank of America throughout the state of Florida. A great institution doing some great things for the small business community across the state of Florida and certainly here along the Treasure Coast. The website that I recommend is bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness/education. I'm telling you, it's worth a visit. So, Doug, again, thank you so much for taking time out and being with us here on Small Biz Florida, and we appreciate all the past and I know future support from your organization.
Thank you, Tom, and you have a great rest of the day and week, okay?
You too. Be safe out there and small business on, man.
All right.
This has been Small Biz Florida, created and produced by the Florida Small Business Development Center at Indian River State College. Your host for Small Biz Florida is Tom Kindred. Partners for Small Biz Florida include WPSL and WSTU and Indian River State College, named the 2019 winner of the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence.